Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hey, hey, Breaking Beauty fam. We're Carlene and Jill back at it again.
Hey, Carlene. So today we're reviewing lots of high-tech skincare tools. Our guest today, Lauren Everts Bostic, aka the Skinny Confidential.
So today we're talking skincare tools, and there's just so much to cover. We've gotten this request many times in our Facebook chat room. People want to know, like, if you're investing, is it worth the money? And the thing about Lauren is, you know, if you guys know her and follow her, you love her. She is a mega influencer. She's a fellow podcaster at Dear Media. She's a mom to the most adorable baby Zaza. And she recently debuted her very own ice roller and a face oil. All of that. And she recently published her second book. It's called Get the Out of the Sun. It's a practical, fun read that's chock full from cover to cover with tips from all the greats. Marianna Hewitt, estheticians like Sonia Dekar, and Dr. Dennis Gross actually wrote the foreword, okay? This girl is hooked up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love the book because you can kind of dip in and out of it. There's just so many takeaway tips. And Shameless plug for ourselves, Carlene, Lauren was kind enough to interview us for her book as well. So you'll see some Breaking Beauty tips in the pages of Get the F*** Out of the Sun. So a sincere thank you to Lauren for including us. We were really honored.
Absolutely. You know, we've picked up some tips along the way, almost 5 years of doing this, you guys, 15 years as editors. We got some tips for you. So a big part of Lauren's book is all about facial manipulation and her very personal experience using tools for lymphatic drainage. She talked about this in depth the last time she was on our show, which was back in 2018. It was episode 42. If you want to go back and have a listen, it's all about her journey after jaw surgery, and it had a profound impact on the structure of her face. So she has personally dabbled with every gadget on the planet, every professional beauty treatment. So we thought, who better to help us weigh in on the skin tools that are truly worth the spend than Lauren?
So a little teaser of what you guys are going to hear about today. We reviewed the Droplet, which is this very cool new skincare device that actually has this NASA-inspired technology. So we'll find out if that's really worth it. Plus, we put to the test the latest sculpting wand from celebrity facialist Shani Darden, and Hailey Bieber approves of that one. So we will see if it gets our seal of approval too. And Lauren gives us the 411 on everything from facial cupping sets. Her favorite is a steal from Amazon.
So this is a pod swap. You can catch us over on the Skinny Confidential's podcast feed this week. We're talking about our top tips, you know, some of those that we put in the book and some fresh takes as well, like how to reapply sunscreen. We're also talking about our Holy Grail products. So we went deep on everything. We even talked about the toothbrushes that we use right now, guys.
Absolutely.
We're going to link to that episode in our show notes, and hopefully you'll have a listen.
And of course, everything that we discussed today, it'll be linked over on our blog, as always, and that's at breakingbeautypodcast.com. Now, without further ado, onto the show. Welcome, Lauren. Pausing for a quick break in partnership with The Inky List. So I don't know about you, but I love when the guesswork is taken out of my skincare routine, especially when I'm trying to figure out if certain ingredients conflict or complement each other. I mean, who has the time for all of that Reddit rabbit hole searching? So that's why I think you'll be as excited as I was to learn about this new skincare routine cheat sheet. And that's courtesy of The Inky List. That's I-N-K-E-Y. So if you're not familiar with The Inky List, it's a skincare brand that exists to simplify our skincare routines and provide answers to all of your skincare questions and enable you to make better decisions for your skin. And with their hashtag Ask Inky service, it's a 24/7, 365-day service. It allows you to connect with one of their team members via live chat on their website or DM on social media. And one of their skincare coaches will be able to answer your questions or give you personalized skincare advice right there and then. Personally, I really liked using their recipe builder feature on their website, and that allows you to build this personalized recipe for your skincare goals. So it took me 2 minutes and I got a full 5-step routine for AM and for PM, and it's helping me manage my fine lines, my breakouts, my sensitivity. Plus, the grand total for my cart was $65. I mean, that's incredible. So if you're a skincare expert or a newbie who wants to know what ingredient hyaluronic acid is or how to build your skincare routine from scratch, you know where to go. If you're confused about skincare or have a question about your skin or the products that you should use, then you can check out the hashtag AskInky on social or follow at The Inky List and or visit theinkylist.com to discover the right ingredients for you. Now, back to the show. So I feel like this has been a really big year for you. First up, you moved to Texas. You launched a line of beauty tools in April. You dropped your second book, Get the F*** Out of the Sun, back in June. And you're a mom to an 18-month-old. Like, what was your horoscope like for 2021? Was this all in the stars or what?
Is she 18 months? Thank you for updating.
By the time
it's so hard to keep track of. It's so hard to keep track of. It was in the stars because I took COVID and the lockdown and quarantine and decided, okay, I can either let this run me or I can run it. And so I was very, very careful to make sure my mindset was focused on what I can do rather than what I couldn't do. So that was one thing. But the product... And I'm sure we could go like to happy hour and have an hour conversation about this. But the product takes like 3 to 4 years to develop. So this is all stuff that I've been planning and I've been making sure that it rolled out in the right way to make sense. So I wanted the book to come out first. You guys are both in it.
Yay.
Aww. And then product. And so I really wanted it to make sense to the story. So it was a lot of planning. So I didn't read my horoscope, but I feel like we are in a day and age when we can, with social media, really sort of control and create our destiny. There's so much at our fingertips. So I would say I really tried to plan this rollout. And obviously, things don't always go as planned. We all know that, obviously. But, you know, you just do what you can with what you have.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about your book a little bit, because it featured skincare advice from over 100 experts. There were celebrities and influencers and even us. We were so honored to be part of your book.
Duh.
Curious, which advice got the most attention and why do you think it resonated with people?
Yeah, I learned how microneedling your scalp just along the hairline is amazing. And here's the thing about microneedling, and I'm sure you guys have heard this too. If you just buy a microneedler off Amazon, it's $10. It will spread bacteria. And I've heard from many people, I know one girl that ended up with staph in the hospital on her face.
Wow.
So you want to, you want to be like very specific about what microneedler you're getting. It's not something that you can just buy. Mm-hmm. So I just interviewed Jamie O'Banion, who I think has been on your podcast. Has she been? If she hasn't, you...
No, the beauty bio?
Yeah, you guys would like. You guys would get along, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And she was explaining how she designed her microneedler to be the right size needles. There's all these different things. And so what I like about it is it's 60 seconds. You just roll it on your scalp, roll it under your scalp. That's it. Once a day, 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. And as we age, our hairline goes back, 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 back. If you're doing that every single day, hair will grow. So I do it right on my scalp, right underneath my scalp, and then on my eyebrows. And then we got Michael, the black one, because there's one in pink and one in black, and he's doing the same thing. And I'm like, you know, rolling over his cul-de-sac every single day for 60 seconds.
But he has so much hair.
I know. I just like to f*** them.
You're like, just in case.
Yeah. You never know. Taylor's taking notes right now.
Oh my God. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. That's the topic of the hour. We're going to be talking about the Hall of Fame skincare tools on your top shelf. And I know you've had like an ongoing journey with taking care of your skin and tools. So your Instagram bio is apparently The Skinny Confidential says, here to micromanage face bloat. So if some of our listeners aren't familiar, why did you become so obsessed with like face tool DIY treatments?
Yeah, I was 4 years into blogging and had massive, massive double jaw surgery. And it was because I was grinding my teeth. My jaw was crooked. It was very uncomfortable. And I was under the impression that I would be swollen for a month. And I went in and got the surgery. It was a 16-hour surgery. They broke basically my entire face and put it back together. And I woke up and I was the most swollen you've ever seen. And I thought, okay, it's going to go down. It didn't go down for 2 years. I had an identity crisis where whenever I would look in the mirror, I didn't recognize myself. It screwed with my head, especially in a day and age of Instagram. It was just very hard. It was hard to go through feeling so puffy and swollen, like I was wearing a mask every single day and didn't look like myself. And there's no one you can like call and talk to about that. A lot of people are like, what are you talking about? Maybe they don't notice, but I was puffy. And so I just started trying everything and anything. I tried jumping on a trampoline. I tried facial acupuncture. I tried all the skincare creams, every single thing you can think of. And what I found was the most powerful thing out of all of it was facial manipulation mixed with ice. And so the ice is tightening, it's fighting inflammation, while the facial manipulation is actually draining the fluid through lymphatic drainage. And I just became obsessed with the fact that there was nothing on the market catering to facial bloat. It's all serums and skin and nothing and makeup and nothing. Everything's covering the problem and nothing's preventing the puff. And something clicked for me when a facialist said to me, I can't tell you how many movies I've watched with celebrities who have access to the top makeup artist. And I look at them and say, oh, I could have fixed that. And I said, what do you mean? She says, well, they didn't drain the bloat first. And we all run puffy. Like I had too much rosé this weekend. I'm so puffy. You wake up on a random day, you slept wrong, your eyes are puffy. Like people run puffy and they have to manipulate the fluid out. And so that's when I went on Amazon and I Googled jaw surgery ice. And I found this cheap, shitty ice roller. And I got it and I loved it, but it didn't stay cold at all. It would stay cold for like a minute. And there was also other tons of pain points. It was ugly. I didn't want it out. It was plastic. Mm-hmm. It squeaked. It was just like all these different things that I thought, okay, wait, how can I do this and do it better? And how can I, you know, mass market it to everyone who feels puffy? And it's so crazy because I went to Austin for 2 weeks and I came home last night to LA and on my bedside is the ice roller. And I picked it up and rolled it and it's not freezing, of course, but it's cold still. Mm-hmm. And so that cold mixed with the roll on your skin is just, in my opinion, so game changing for a man, for a woman. It doesn't matter who you are. You can use it on a rash. You can use it on razor burn. Taylor uses his on razor burn. You can use it on puffy eyes. You can use it after a boob job. Ice is so multifaceted and it's really such an incredible thing for inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
I have to give you mega props because I am holding it here and it does not feel cheap. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's so many cheap ones out there. First of all, it's silicone, so you can hold it a lot better. And underneath where the thumb grip is, that's just an absolutely genius detail because it's not going to slip out of your hand. I love it.
I'm so happy you love it.
Naturally, it's pink, you guys.
Hot Mess Ice Roller is what the official name is.
And how much is it? We should mention the price.
It's $69. Had to do a little cheekiness on that. And it definitely feels like a dildo. And it's very sturdy. And the great thing is if you don't like it freezing, I'm a very intense person in every area of my life. So I want it like Arctic cold with icicles dripping off of it. I put it in the freezer. If you want it a little bit cold, put it in the fridge. If you just want it cold, but not psycho, you can lay it on your vanity. So it's kind of, you sort of control the temperature of it.
Yeah. I think it's so smart, as you say, for like post-procedure, because that is so popular and people, like you said, you're not going to go home and put a bunch of topicals on your face. It's like you're looking for some kind of relief, but maybe it doesn't necessarily come in the form of a cream. So I love this idea. I think there's so many different, you know, there's probably a lot of different like procedures, whether it's eye, like above the mask procedures people are getting done that you could use this for, right?
Totally. The only thing I'll say, the only thing you don't want to use it after is Botox, because Botox, you know, I had a friend that he went and got Botox and then afterwards he went and tried on shoes at Nordstrom's. And when you're trying on shoes at Nordstrom's, you're bending down, tying the shoe. And the Botox completely messed up because, as everyone knows, you're not supposed to look down.
Exert.
Yeah, you're supposed to just be very upward and you're not supposed to manipulate the Botox. So if you're going to use it after Botox, definitely wait 2 weeks. But if you're getting filler, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. I even saw you regram somebody, Lauren, that I was like, I'm doing that this summer when it's really hot. They used it, they lifted up their boob and then they used it under their boob where they were really hot and sweaty after a long day when they took their bra off.
100% Use it like between instant your thighs. Release. If you're pregnant and you've got all this shit going on, use it wherever you want. I mean, it's so easy to wash if you need to wash it, but you really can use it anywhere.
Yeah. And I can attest that it really does keep the cold. Like I just took this out of the fridge like an hour ago and I still feel like it's cold.
Yay. That makes me happy. I'm so happy.
Love it. Love it.
I'm glad I get the Breaking Beauty approval. That's important.
Seal of approval, girl.
So from ice to lights, let's chat about some more of the best skincare tools that are on your top shelf. Let's talk about LED therapy, because I know you're a huge fan of those two and they're so popular right now. So tell us what's like top tier in your books.
The Dr. Dennis Light Mask. They also just came out with a body mask situation. Mm-hmm. You could do either. I almost want to say the body one is great because it's moldable. So you can wrap it around your arm or your leg. Like I have psoriasis on my legs. If I ice roll and then put that Dr. Dennis Light Mask, it helps it so much. And you could also use it on your face. But the face one is incredible. My mother-in-law has it. My husband has it. I use it all the time. And it's this mask that lights up red and then it lights up pink.
Holding it up.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so you can pick which one you want it on. One is more for fine lines and wrinkles. One is more for hyperpigmentation. And it's so easy to do 2 minutes a day. What I've learned is there's this book called Atomic Habits. When you associate a habit with another habit, it's very easy. So for instance, everyone brushes their teeth every day. If you say, okay, I'm going to brush my teeth at night and then after I'm going to put my light mask on, you'll start that habit. So I would say like use the light mask with another habit that you have. One of my habits is, you know, I like to read at night when I wind down. So I put it on while I'm reading. It's so easy. And then I can take it off and be done with it after 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. You can leave it on longer, but it is really such an amazing tool. And I would highly recommend it. He's such an expert.
Yeah.
And I would recommend it for everyone, for anyone, boy, girl, anything.
Yeah. So for this one, it's like $430. I looked it up and it's like $550. But I do think that it is completely worth it because it's got red light and blue light in it. That's getting that anti-aging, and blue light is great for killing acne bacteria. So you're treating fine lines and you're stimulating collagen with the red light, and then the blue light is getting those acne bacteria. So for me, I found this so easy. I have it on my bedside table actually too. And I put it on first thing in the morning before I even get out of bed.
That's amazing that you use it for bacteria too. And especially with maskne too. Like all I got dermatitis. Like it's so good for that. I also looked it up and it, because I know $400, that's like an investment. You can do like the Afterpay where you just pay $100 a month.
Totally.
But this is one of those ones that I believe is worth the investment. There's so many things on the market that are such ripoffs. And this is one of those things that you, if you use it every night, you will see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more. It's actually, they have like clinical studies for it. And I think we have to remember when we're talking about these tools is that they're inspired by the spa and the salon and a dermatologist's office, which, so if you were to go to a dermatologist's office and get a series of 6 blue light therapy treatments, that's like $1,200. So this will last you for years. It's rechargeable. And, you know, so you're getting more bang for your buck if mm-hmm. this is something that you're actually interested in. So, and I agree. I tried the Bodywear Pro LED device, and it kind of looks like a Wii board, like it's flexible and silicone on the outside, and then there's the light panel on the inside. And what you were referring to, Lauren, it's got that 3-minute thing that's like the red and the blue light, but it also has a 14-minute setting, which is when you can calm inflammation in your joints. So you can wrap it around tennis elbow or your knee hurts. It's meant to go that one step further into wellness and reduce inflammation in joints.
100%. And if you get any procedure like a boob job, Dr. Dennis yeah. said, put it on there. If you have any kind of scarring, put it on there. He said, the thing with this mask is that you will see the most results if you're consistent. 2 to 3 minutes a day. And if you can do 14, amazing. Throw it on your yeah. significant other while they're watching what you're doing. You're leading by example. Throw it on them too. There is yeah. so many different places that you can use it on the body. I mean, even like Dr. Dennis was saying, if you have cracked heels, the body, I think, is like the next wave. We focused so much right. on the face and the neck and the hands, but there's so many other areas that need TLC, especially when all of us are going to be walking around with this, you know, 21-year-old face, and then we need to make sure we're bringing it down to the toes. So that's why I'm obsessed with the body one.
Yeah, me too. And I just wanted to mention it has 148 red lights and 68 blue LED lights. So you can do red and blue at the same time or individually. And I'm obsessed with it actually on my chest because it will help with the red light to get rid of dark spots and pigmentation, because I definitely did not protect that area when I was younger. And or if you get back acne, you can put it like behind and you can treat your back with the blue light. So I just think it's genius. Or put it around your neck and you look like you just got in a car accident.
That's why I almost want to say you could recommend the body one and use it on the face, he said too. So totally. that maybe if you really want to get like the bang for the buck, you go for the mm-hmm. body one and you use yeah. it on your face. I just know that if you are going to use it on your face, I would protect the eyes, because the one, the Dr. Dennis face one has open eyes. So I would get those right. little suntan goggles if you're going to put the body one on your face.
Good point.
I was just going to say, where the hell do you buy those suntan goggles anymore these days?
Although, Amazon.
These are totally safe too. Like they don't heat up or anything. Like it feels totally cool when you're using it. Just FYI.
Hey guys, I have to ask like mm-hmm. what are the results that you're seeing? Because it is an investment. So like yep. how long did you use it and what did you see? Was it the blue light for acne or the red light for aging or what?
I like the red light.
What kind of results have you seen?
I have horrible hyperpigmentation. I have a sun mustache and I have hyperpigmentation on my forehead from pregnancy. And what I notice is that it decreases the pigmentation. And I also notice when I use it consistently after I do my skincare, I notice my skin is much more plump, especially in the morning. Like when I wake up, I can tell, oh, like I did something different to my skin. And then the psoriasis for me, I'm unwell about how amazing that is. I mean, I had psoriasis all over my legs and it helped really take the psoriasis away. So those are the things that I'm wow. noticing from it. If I had mm-hmm. razor burn, I would use it on that. If I had a scar that was bothering me, I would use it on that. The reason that I really, you know, wanted to talk about this one is because this is something that I see results from. We've used, and you guys can attest to this, so many products that you don't see results. And this is something I notice a difference.
Totally. Yeah. And they also have clinical studies. Like he did a clinical study on this body one and it was a 10-week daily use and 97% of subjects showed overall visible improvement in fine lines, wrinkles, and skin tone. I would say for me, way less redness, diminishment of dark spots, especially on my chest, and the face one, definitely less acne, definitely less red without question.
That's great.
So
there's yeah, so much
I
bacteria.
I love that idea for the chest, like you said, Jill, because mm-hmm. even if you are diligent about like sun care there, yeah. I do find I just have like when you get to a certain age, you start to get wrinkles just from lying on my side.
Totally.
Like I always wake up and you have like the, you know, on the chest. And it's like, mm-hmm. what do you do about that? Right. Like, I guess I haven't been hydrating it enough is the reality. Cause I, you know, I started realizing, I was like, why do I put my skincare on when I'm after I'm already dressed? Like I really need to be either naked or wearing a robe because otherwise I just, it's so awkward to like stick your hand down your top. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Get naked for sure.
Dr. Dennis mm-hmm. said, sleep on your back. I asked him that question. He goes, sorry, sleep on your back. And I was like, oh yeah. my God, I even have to be crazy when I'm sleeping. And he said, yes.
You even have to be crazy when they're beauty sleep. That's why they call it beauty sleep.
Okay. So we give a thumbs up on those ones, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Hall of Famers up. Right there.
Hold that thought, jumping in to share a word about today's show partner, Sakara. By now, you know that we stan Sakara. They really allow you to eat healthy, delicious, plant-based meals that are delivered right to your door anywhere in the U.S. They have chef-crafted breakfast, lunch, and dinner options that are so good, you never feel like you're missing out. And what I appreciate is that Sakara isn't about imposing restrictions and limits. They're all about giving you more of what's good for you. And they're all designed to boost your energy, improve digestion, and get your skin glowing from the inside out. Their summer meals look so good. Right now, I'm looking at a Mediterranean chopped salad with pomegranate molasses dressing. I would eat that every day for lunch. They also have a cool new program this summer, and it's called Sakara Chef in Residence. And that's all about inviting chefs spanning cuisines and cultures to design menu items and spotlight their personal take on food as medicine. So I think that's really cool. And that's not all. Along with delicious plant-rich meals, Sakara also offers daily wellness essentials like supplements and herbal teas to help support your nutrition. And you can experience the transformative power of plants with their best-selling metabolism super powder. It's made with organic raw cacao and it works to boost energy, eliminate bloating, minimize sugar cravings, and reduce fatigue. So right now, Sakara is offering our listeners 20% off their first order when they go to sakara.com/beauty or enter promo code beauty at checkout. That's sakara.com/beauty to get 20% off your first order. sakara.com/beauty. That's sakara.com/beauty. We'll link to that offer on our blog and in our show notes. Now back to today's chat. There's so many high-tech innovations happening, and there's a whole new category introduced this year using NASA-level technology that's gotten so much buzz. This product is called the Droplet. Lauren, I don't think you've tried this yet, right?
I have not tried this. Tell me all about it.
Okay, so I know, Carlene, you got it in your hot little hands. Can you explain what it is, first of all? Let's see it.
It's called the Droplet. It's $299 US. And it looks like a computer mouse that basically shoots out skincare ingredients in a very, very fine micro mist. And it's said to penetrate far, far further than when you apply skincare by hand. In fact, it says that the mist is making formulations 100 times smaller than the width of a human hair, if you can imagine that. And it actually is able to deliver molecules that are up to 10,000 times larger than what you could topically absorb if you were just putting cream on your face. So it's, you know, short of like injecting your face with whatever ingredient you're going to use, this is like the next best thing. And the whole reason why this was developed by these like MIT scientists, like Jill said, it's NASA backed. And the whole reason that they came out with it was it had a medical usage. So kind of like the infrared, the red light, you know, was probably originally designed for medical purposes. This one was actually made to treat a rare disease. It's called epidermolysis bullosa, and it's a missing gene so that skin doesn't adhere to the muscle underneath. So the scientists,
oh my God,
it caused open wounds that are very painful and you wouldn't be able to treat them with like ointments and bandages. So the idea is that these scientists wanted to develop something where they could get healing ingredients into the skin without actually physically putting something on it. So that's why it has like, it's backed by NASA and all that kind of thing. And then Eureka, they're like, hey, this has skincare applications for like all of us bitches who want to look younger for longer. And so, yeah, they came out with it in December and it's really cool. So basically you open this little hatch here and there's a little tiny wee cartridge. It looks like a like baby, like Magnum bottle for a Barbie. Like, I don't know, like a bottle of booze or something. It's so tiny. And you slide it in here. It's like tongue and groove fits right in. And then you close the little chamber. You turn it on. It's kind of like a vibrator. And then you hold it half an inch from your face and you just go in concentric circles, 15 seconds on one side, 15 seconds on the other, 15 seconds on your forehead, and that's it.
Is the fine mist, though, something that you put in of your own, or is it the fine mist that they give you to put in it?
So these tiny cartridges have skincare in them.
Got it. So it's their skincare.
That's right. Okay. You can only buy it from Droplet. You can't buy it from any other brand. So right now, they have three different types of formulations in the cartridges that you can choose from. There's one that's a retinol. It's 0.15%. So that's obviously for people who are interested, who like wrinkles, or it could be acne. There's also an 8% glycolic acid, and it has AHA, BHA, PHA. So that's all about exfoliating, and it has niacinamide. So that's great if you have acne or acne scars that you want to get rid of. And I think like the fact that it's said to penetrate so much deeper into the skin, I do think that the fact that those ingredients are going down deeper is going to be really like hopeful for a lot of people. And then they also have a 10% collagen formula. That one's all about hydration. It has vitamin C and peptides, and that's the one you can use like every day if you want to and just build up that like plumpness from within. So it's pretty cool.
This is amazing. I want that.
I know.
That looks so cute.
What have you seen? What have you seen on your face? The results. Yes.
So you guys, I'll be honest. I've only been using this for like less than a week. So I did think that my skin looked like lovely after. And
your skin does look really pretty. Your skin's very glowy right now.
Oh, thank you. I did two things today. I'll tell you about the other one. I did this one and something else. It was like a 1-2 punch. But I will say that the first time I used it with the retinol cartridge. And the next morning I woke up and I had just a little bit of almost like acne pimples coming up in two different areas. So I was purging. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a sign that something was happening, and something was happening really quickly, because I don't normally get acne. Like I used to have acne when I was like a teenager and in my 20s and my early 30s, but I haven't had acne in like 15 years. So that was purging going on after one use of retinol.
You sold
me.
Did I sell you on it?
I'm going to do it when I'm sunning my butthole in front of my Juve, bent over listening to breath work.
You know what? I honestly, what impressed me the most, I'll be honest, I was really intimidated to use it because I'm like a lazy slash busy bitch. So I look at a lot of these tools, like Lauren, I think about you and I'm like, how does she do it? Like with a baby, I'm just like, I don't have time for this shit. You
just
know what
associate
I mean?
It with a habit. Just take a habit. When I wake up, I get my ice roller. When I go to bed, I grab my red light. Just associate it with a habit. It is, you have to almost have an hour on your calendar once a week to try all this shit too.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah.
I was impressed. I feel like it's that thing that it's like it sits in the box for so long. And then once you do it, it's like, oh, this actually only takes 45 seconds. Do you know what I mean?
It's the best.
And Jill, I think what you would like is you can keep all these little cartridges. They have a prepaid envelope where you can return it and they will take care of the recycling.
Oh, cool.
All the formulations, you guys, are cruelty-free, vegan, paraben-free, hypoallergenic, and derm-tested. And they have two new formulas in the works. That's some scoop, but I don't know what they are, so I can't tell you that. And it's not available in Canada yet. It's coming Q1 of 2022 if you happen to be listening from Canada.
Okay.
Boom. That's my review.
Sold.
This show is brought to you in part by Nutrafol. So listen up. Have we gotten to the part in today's episode where we're talking about receding hairlines on both guys and ladies? I think Lauren says something about a cul-de-sac. Anyway, it's for real. The good news, though, is that if you've been impacted by thinning hair, you're not alone. 30 million Americans are looking in the mirror going, what the heck is happening up there? So you want a solution you can trust to give you results. We get that. And thousands of people, including yours truly, have been using Nutrafol to transform their hair and their confidence. It's 100% drug-free. What it is, it's a medical-grade botanical formula, and they actually offer two different formulas to help with hair growth and density by reducing all that shedding you might have been noticing in the shower. I'm using the one called Women's Balance. It's formulated with additional hormone support, which I really appreciate. You use it for 3 to 6 months. This isn't an instant fix. Healthy hair does take some time. But in a clinical study, 86% of women have reported improved hair growth after those 6 months. So that's huge. And in fact, more than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. The other thing that I personally love about Nutrafol is the benefit it's had on my nails. I can really notice they're way stronger. They're not peeling anymore. I think I'm even sleeping better. Of course, I do have a new puppy that's wearing me out. It's either the puppy or the Nutrafol, you know, one or the other, probably both. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair, and you can support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code BREAKING to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code BREAKING. We'll link to that in our show notes and on our blog. And now back to Lauren.
Just before we get back to Lauren, because I know Lauren's got some great, like, cheap and cheerful finds. Speaking of just what's new, actually, Jill, I know you've been trying the Shawnee Darden Facial Sculpting Wand. Mm-hmm. Tell us everything there is to know about it.
Okay. Well, I think it speaks to this larger trend we're seeing of celebrity facialists coming out with tools. So Joanna Czech, Joanna Vargas, definitely Shawnee, who we have had on our show. She has her salon in Beverly Hills. She's like the go-to guru for so many celebs like Jessica Alba and everybody. So this is a very interesting tool, and I think it's very unique. It's called the Facial Sculpting Wand. This is it right here. And okay. It has two attachments. There's this flat disc attachment, and there's this precision ball attachment that's on it. It's $399 US for this tool and about $520 Canadian. So it's available at Sephora. So this is using something very unique. It's using what she's calling vibration therapy. And that's something that she's been using in her skin spa for years that she combines with microcurrent treatments. And basically what it does, it uses gentle sound waves that penetrate the muscles below the skin surface to help stimulate the collagen elastin. So it's really all about anti-aging, this tool. Mm. And it's really kind of this like wrinkle fighting wand. And she says that it goes up to 2.4 inches below the skin surface, which is quite deep compared to even like a microcurrent technology. Mm-hmm. So over time, your skin's going to appear firmer and more contoured with regular use. So you turn it on and it kind of just vibrates like a vibrator, and there's three different intensities. I can't really handle the top intense. I go like, I think start low and then you're good. Her recommendation is to put the flat disc on first. She recommends putting on your skincare and then doing this. And she has all of these YouTube videos that guide you through these treatments. And it's like, you do the forehead, there's stuff for lymphatic drainage. You do the jawline. And so that's the flat disc attachment. However, my favorite is the precision ball, and I'll tell you why. And I feel like, Lauren, you'll love this. It's because basically you can use this all around the eye area, and it truly is like you want to use this tool because it feels so good. So you can use it around the eye, on the nasolabial folds, which is like those wrinkles that are deep around your mouth, around your like smile lines and stuff. And then my little hack is that I use it when I wake up here, right at the corner of where I would get like a really tight jaw after sleeping, like TMJ styles. And that alone is worth it for me. I'm obsessed. And I thought I was like really innovative doing that. And then I looked on Hailey Bieber's YouTube channel And that's how she likes to use it too.
Sold.
So she's been using it. A lot of celebs are scooping this up.
Sold on both.
I don't understand the sound wave technology, but whatever. I believe in Shawnee.
It goes deeper than a microcurrent. A microcurrent mm-hmm. needs like the gel to like conduct, and like that's tightening the muscles. But she's saying that this is better for like stimulating collagen.
Okay.
Whereas I think like a microcurrent tool, that's actually like tightening your muscles.
Yeah, it's more about firming, toning.
This is for stimulating collagen and elastin. And I saw some before and afters, like especially on the forehead. And I was like, holy shit.
I think that's okay. So smart too, after like TMJ in the morning when your jaw's sore. Yeah, that's genius. I wish I had that before jaw surgery.
Yeah. So it's just something that's going a little bit deeper. And I think at the end of the day, I kind of agree with you, Carlene, where sometimes these things can just sit in boxes and you don't want to use them. But because this feels so nice to use, I'm more inclined to use it. And therefore, you're going to be more consistent and you're going to see better results. So it all goes hand in hand.
Well, speaking of skincare gizmos, I think what was awesome when we were emailing with you, Lauren, earlier is that some of the things on your list were actually super inexpensive. Like, I know there was something you picked up from Amazon. It's like pink. It was $17, like cupping or something. Tell us about that.
Yeah, cupping. It's so affordable and it's an ancient practice. I learned about it through my facialist at Pellicure in LA. She does cupping all the time. And what you do is you get these little cups. I like the pink ones. They also come in clear. And you sort of suction them to your face. And then you want to, without pulling the skin, go upward and then come down mm-hmm. the neck behind the ear to drain. And it's, again, like that lymphatic drainage. I think that the lymphatic system is something that's not talked about enough. Someone said to me, you're going to name your firstborn lymphatic Bostick. I'm so obsessed with the lymphatic system. I just think that we're always talking about the gut and the this and the that. And the lymphatic system is what detoxes you. So when mm-hmm. you're puffy, I think incorporating ice with cupping, it's really going to snatch your face. It's going to contour you. And the thing is at the end of the day, all these products are great. But there's nothing more amazing than just using your hands for facial manipulation. And if you can't, mm-hmm. you know, if you're on a budget and you just use your hands and you use an ice cube, that works too. It doesn't need to be this big hoopla all the time. You can mm-hmm. you can really do this for free. I would not recommend putting any makeup on unless you've massaged your face. And even if it's for a minute, right? Take a mm-hmm. minute. And just do some self-care while you're, you know, watching TV or while you're sitting and watching the baby, whatever it is. Just really pulling upward on the face. There's so many videos on it. And then taking it down the neck and you're going to pee all that fluid out and you're just going to feel so much more tight. So definitely recommend the cups. You can get them on Amazon.
I have a question for you because I used a blue cup kind of like that before for cellulite on like my thighs and my butt area. And I think I had to use like an oil, a skincare oil to, you know, just like you said, to get it to glide. So what would you use with the cups on your face?
So just to be clear with this is with the ice roller, I don't like to put anything on with it. I like to do it before skincare. With the mm-hmm. cups, you want to, so I would do that first, then I would put an oil or a serum or something that's malleable. And then I would use that with the cups. I would not go dry with the cups.
Yeah.
The only area I would go dry is when you're going to like an acupuncturist or cupping specialist and they go on your back. You know, those big bruises that you get?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's okay to go dry because it's a glass cup. But when it comes to the plastic cups, I would definitely use some kind of oil. And I like oils that are really, really pure. I don't like all this added fragrance shit. Mm-hmm. definitely look for an oil. Look at your ingredients. You don't want to be putting all these essential oils. I am so obsessed with this one oil. And I noticed when we started wearing masks that I was getting periola dermatitis all over my face and mouth.
Right. Yeah, my son gets that.
Okay, so it might be from the masks. How old is he?
7.
Yeah, it might be from the mask. So what was happening is the fragrance was rubbing against the mask and creating bacteria. So
yeah.
What I did to get rid of that, and this is like the biggest gem ever because it took it away in 2 days, is I went to Christy Kidd in LA and she makes a Keflex toner. And it's Keflex, which is an antibiotic crushed up in a witch hazel toner. I used it for 2 days. It took it away. You can only use it for like 3 days. It's not something you can keep using. And I switched the fragrance. No more fragrance. And then the most important thing, and maybe this will work for your son, is I got a disposable mask as opposed to a reusable mask. So what she says is you keep putting the bacteria back on your face. Mm-hmm. And it's not breathing, and it's just breeding bacteria. So be really cognitive right now with the masks about what you're using.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
Totally. And Lauren, I want to talk about another thing that you like to do that's pretty cost effective, and that's facial reflexology. So is that like a one-time thing, or what do you do? There's a tool that you use. How do you do it?
There's a tool. It's by Nola Skincare. She has this tiny, it's like a little, it almost looks like a way chicer, cooler version of a blackhead remover. And the reason I say that is so everyone can picture it. It's way more beautiful. But basically, you just press little points on your face, and it's sort of like your foot, where if you touch certain places, it goes for your liver or your kidneys. And so this tool is just something that you can just use around certain points. And and it helps, like, for, I'll give you an example. I used mine for gut, or if you're constipated, there's a point for constipation, and it'll get things moving. Mm. And I love that. I think that it works really, really well. And it's, again, going back to those ancient practices. This isn't like something new that, you know, I've invented or anyone's invented. Mm. It's those ancient practices. And Nola Skincare, I think, does such a good job of showing you how to use it. She's such a beautiful soul. And I think the products that she has are great.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. That's awesome. I had literally never heard of facial reflexology. So I had to look up that tool that you mentioned. So it's like $57. It's stainless steel. It looks like a surgical tool. And yeah, just watch the videos, guys. And we can post them on our blog and in our show notes as well.
And Carlene, before we wrap up, I know that our listeners constantly ask us about the New Face device. And if we're talking about Hall of Fame skincare tools here, we have to talk about the New Face. So what were your results? You've been trying it, right?
I just started using it like within the last week. And this was that classic case of it was in the box for like 6 months. And I was just, you know, it just looked intimidating to me, right? Like, I'm a busy mom, and I don't know. If I have to watch a video, it's like I really have to dedicate some serious bathroom time and lock the door and like figure it out. But now I'm on my way. And actually, because we're recording this like a couple months before it's going to come out, I actually am going to keep using it. And I'm going to do a little update at the end of the episode and let you guys know what I think after using it long term. So this is the New Face Trinity. It looks kind of like, it's white. It looks kind of like a men's wireless shaver in terms of how you can hold it in the palm of your hand. But it has two silver spheres at the top, and that's where the microcurrent magic happens. I think everybody, if you're a skincare junkie at all, you've heard of the New Face, but if you're not using it already, you might just want to know, like, what's the big deal? What kind of problem would I have that I would need something like this, especially when it's like $300-$400? So it's all about your face looking snatched, as we were just talking about. It's about contouring your face like facialist style. It's literally about lifting the face, improving slack. Because, of course, as you age, you start to lose that. So it really works the muscles in terms of getting them toned. Mm-hmm. So the New Face, the reason why I think this is a Hall of Famer, like if we're talking about the best skin tools of all time, is that this was the first microcurrent at-home device to come out. It actually has been around since 2005. It was developed by a mother-daughter esthetician team, Carol Cole and Tara Peterson, and they worked out of the Golden Door Spa in Southern California, and they launched this out of their garage. And it's just really stood the test of time. Like, you always hear about facialists and estheticians using it and kind of swearing by it. So I can't believe it took me this long to use it. Basically, the idea, as we talked about with the microcurrent, what makes me remember that it's about that muscle toning is that, again, this is the type of product that came from a medical usage originally. It was invented to treat Bell's palsy.
Mm-hmm. So that's a condition that causes temporary weakness or paralysis of the muscles. And that's how the microcurrent device was developed. And now it's in like all facialists do it, really.
I think your puppy's trying to say hi to us, Carlene.
Oh, hi, Jarvie. I have a new puppy, Lauren.
Hi,
it's like
Darby.
Having a new baby.
Hi, Darby.
I did not sleep last night. Like, this is such a facade. Anyways, so how it works, you have to put a gel, a conductor gel, all over your face, okay? It comes with one. I think it's pretty expensive. It's like $65. And if you don't use the conductor gel, not only is it not going to glide very well, but you're going to feel it like it's a bit like when you used to lick a battery. It feels like a bit of a
rubber jolt. Band snapping.
I feel like it's like a little bit like licking the bat. I don't know. It doesn't feel good. So you definitely want to apply the gel. You want to apply it like thickly, like it's like a mask. And that's why I think the one it comes with, it's pretty expensive. It's like $50, $65. You're going to go through it really fast. So I'm actually curious if any of the listeners out there have used a different gel as the conductor gel that's more affordable. I'd like love to know what it is.
You can literally use like an aloe vera gel.
Yeah.
To conduct these.
Okay, good. That's good to know that it's safe. So you're going to work on one side of the face and then the other side. And basically, once you turn it on, it has a timer. And the timer is for, I believe it's 5 seconds, I think it is, for each movement. And you just kind of work in concentric semicircles up your face, like three times. Then you do the forehead. You can do the jaw. So again, it's all about contouring. What I think is cool and why I think this is worth the money is because, yes, you'll get results over time, but there's instant results too. There are not a lot of skincare products on the market where you're getting instant results, right? After like a few minutes. Literally, there's like millions of photos on the internet of before and afters, a half face.
Yeah.
Where you can see the difference. I don't know. I feel like that's worth the money, no?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things.
The Foreo Bear is like that too, where you can get the half and half. I've definitely experienced that, but I agree. It's that microcurrent. It works. There's a reason facialists have been using it for so long. You know?
Everyone raves about it.
I want to get that 3-prong tool that you can use as the attachment that like lifts up your eye area.
Yeah, you can target.
Dr. Mamina Taregano, when she was on our show, she said she uses that. She's a derm. I was like, okay. I'm in.
Yeah, it's like tinier little balls and you can use it right under your brow. I was thinking I might try that next because I have droopy eyelids. So that's really hard to treat. As you know, an eye cream is only going to get you so far. So I do like the idea, although I have heard that one, and it's a lot cheaper. It's like $150, $200 Canadian. Hey guys, just wanted to pipe in for a minute because I have now used the new face a good handful of times. So I wanted to update you on the results. And I definitely have noticed, I can only put it this way, I feel like my face looks taller when I look in the mirror after I've used it. And I think that's obviously because I am losing some of the bulk. And I do, as I mentioned, like I'm doing those sort of semicircles outwards toward my ears. And I've really kept in mind some of these episodes and videos I've seen on like lymphatic drainage and just pushing all of that out to the side. And I do notice, I just feel like I have less bulk in the cheeks, and I've noticed an improvement on my jowls around my jawline as well. I really do notice a visible difference. And I think that's why so many people do recommend the new face. I think it's worth the money. The one thing I can't speak to is the long-term results because I just haven't been using it as consistently enough. So right now, I think it's great to use, like if you know you're going to be doing some selfies or like a little photo shoot or have a great event or just want to look really snatched and use it like every other day. And then the last little update, we were talking about those conductor gels. And I just wanted to let you know that at the beginning of July, New Face actually came out with some new activators that have skincare ingredients in them. So it's not just about like being, you know, this just the activator. So they have like a hydrating aqua gel that has hyaluronic acid. And they actually also have a firming and brightening silk cream that functions as an activator as well. So in this case, you don't wipe it off, you leave it on and it becomes part of your skincare routine. Haven't tried it, but there's an update and could be interesting to try. And now let's hear back from Lauren.
All right. Well, Lauren, what else is in your tickle trunk for the Skinny Confidential tools? Like, we've talked so many cool tools today, but what else do you have up your sleeve? Can you give us any sneak peeks?
A lot of tools are coming. They're all preventative beauty. So it's a category of preventative beauty. And I've seen so many people that are fixing the problem after it's occurred. I'm really interested in preventing the problem before it starts. So you'll see a lot of that, a lot of pink, a lot of cheekiness. And I think that there hasn't been a lot of brands that have come into the beauty space that aren't so conservative. My brand is funny and easy and witty. And it's I think I'm trying not to take it so seriously. So I'm trying to come into this category more like sort of the Howard Stern of beauty. I don't want to be so conservative. I think we have enough brands that are like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I want to have a little more fun keep it funny and light and just have fun with it.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
That's it.